الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد فسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. It's a pleasure to be back again on this blessed site. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it for those who are in charge of it and make it of their good deeds in the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. And this is the first time we meet after Ramadan, and I'm sure that you've heard a lot during Ramadan about the virtues of that month, and even after Ramadan, and what the responsibility of the Muslim should be towards his religion or her religion after the month of Ramadan. But it's just a short reminder for myself and for everyone that Ramadan, when it's over, it's not like just any month, any other month that is over. Ramadan, as we heard and we knew, the virtues of Ramadan and how the whole year is basically revolving around Ramadan, and that this is the month of taqwa, the month of the fear of Allah, the month of the obedience of Allah, the month of purifying one's soul for the sake of Allah, to be able to sustain and be steadfast in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the whole year, preparing for the next Ramadan to come. The month of slaves of Allah being freed from the hellfire. The month that the gates of Jannah, paradise, is opened and the gates of hellfire is closed. The month of mercy. The month of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, where the worship in it is the same as the reward of worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 1,000 months. All these blessed virtues of Ramadan happens only in Ramadan. And as if the Muslim is preparing his whole year for Ramadan. So we need to prepare for next Ramadan from now. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life till we live for the next Ramadan, this is the time to prepare for it. The time to prepare oneself to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when Ramadan comes, we're fully prepared to be able to recite the Quran and fast the month of Ramadan and stand in long, long prayers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the few lessons that are learned from Ramadan is, did we attain taqwa, which is the goal of this month? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Or you will believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, like it's been prescribed on the people before you, so that you would attain taqwa. You would attain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would attain the purification of one's soul to be away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attain the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the goal of Ramadan. So we look at ourselves, which is now the time of questioning oneself. Now is the time to question ourselves, to be able to ask ourselves and say, did we attain the level of taqwa? Are we now more fear of Allah? Are we now more hoping for the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we now away, more to be away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or it's the same thing as it was before Ramadan. If there is change and there is more fear to Allah, there is more getting closer to Allah, more obedience, more acts of worship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the sign of acceptance, the acceptance of deeds in Ramadan. And if it's the other way around, then it's a calamity. The calamity that we should be patient with. That means that we should seek Allah's help and we repent. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because it's a calamity. Because the worst of the calamities are the calamities that happen in one's religion. not the calamities that it happens in this worldly affairs. The calamity is not when we lose a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or a wealth, or although it's a calamity, but the real calamities are the calamities of the religion. The calamities that when we are exposed to the blessed night of Ramadan and we choose to be in state of ignorance during these nights of Ramadan, this is a calamity. A calamity that the person would see it when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of how he had left so much of the virtuousness of these days without getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to go out in the first or the last night of Ramadan, the night of Eid. He would go out in the streets and he would say, Layta sha'ri, ayn al-makhoor fanuhanni wa ayn al-mahroom fanuhazzi. He radiallahu anhu, he would go out and he would call people and he would tell them, O people, where is those who were accepted so that we can congratulate them? And where those who were not being accepted, those who are away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can do condolences for them, as if they lost a loved one. After the month of Ramadan, people are into two groups, those who won and those who lose. Those who won, that means they want the blessed month of Ramadan. They want the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. They want the great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, those who lost great deal from the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are accepted. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah indeed accepts only from those who are al-muttaqeen. See, again, the word taqwa repeats itself again. It was the goal for the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and the only ones that their deeds will be accepted are those who are al-muttaqeen, those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who are away from the sins of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as we said, people now, after the month of Ramadan, they are of two groups, winners and losers. But these things are unseen to us. We don't know the unseen. We don't know who is accepted and who is not accepted. So, whether we are one of the two groups, there are certain responsibilities that we have to take care of after Ramadan. If we are among the accepted ones, this acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't know, because it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepted His deeds in Ramadan, and he should make dua for the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. He should be steadfast. He should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this acceptance. To be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your deeds in Ramadan, it's a great ni'mah, great bounty from Allah that needs thank, needs shukr. It needs that the person would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it over and over again. And that shukr, and that thanks, is a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a great bounty from Allah that it needs another thanks, because it's all part of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given us the opportunity and the permission to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the person is being able to fast, and to pray, to recite the Quran, it's all by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of our own capabilities, or our strength, or our cleverness. It's all by the tawfiq, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we were capable of doing such forms of ibadah, of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This capability, this permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be thanked. And the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by the heart, and by the tongue, and by our all parts of our body, by making obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being more steadfast in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the opportunity and the permission to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us more humble and more humiliated in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His pleasure tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the bottom line is steadfastness. Is the deeds that we did in Ramadan, is it still with us after Ramadan? Or after Ramadan is over, the deeds are over too. Some people are eager to recite more and more of the Quran during Ramadan. Some of them finish it during Ramadan, or finish it more than one time. But then what happens after Ramadan? one of the ways that the deeds has been accepted in Ramadan, that the person is keeping his deeds after Ramadan. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We always say that we follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and we're eager to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet ﷺ, كَانَ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَثْبَتَهُ. When he would do a certain act of worship, he would keep it. That means he would make it a ritual after that. That means he would not do it. He would not do something and then he would quit doing it. If he do a certain act of worship, he would keep doing it for the rest of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the duty of the accepted ones, that they would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till death comes to them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship Allah till the truth comes to you, till death would come to you. And that is the life of the Muslim, working and working and working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till he is in the paradise, the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it's mentioned in the meaning of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَا يَشْبَعْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُنْتَهَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This authentic hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala. This beautiful hadith says, the meaning of which, that the believer would never be satisfied till his final destination is Jannah. He would never give up, he would never slow down, he would never quit unless he would enter the Jannah, enter the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no point where you say, I've done a lot of work, so I need to relax a little bit. This is not the way of the believer. The believer is working and working in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living in the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this earth before he would enter it in the hereafter. The Jannah of this earth, the paradise of this earth, is the paradise of obedience, is the paradise of being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more the person is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward in the hereafter is the same, because he was trying to be closer to Allah in the dunya, in this world, he would be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, in the Jannah, in the highest levels of Jannah, and it's the most beautiful part of Jannah, is the one that the person will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is al-Firdaws al-A'la, because they were closer to Allah during the dunya, during the world. So being steadfast and being doing the deeds that the person did in Ramadan, this is one of the things that the person should be able to continue, whether it's night prayer, whether it's reciting the Quran, whether it's giving charity, whether it's fasting, doing optional fasting after Ramadan, and we'll talk about some of the things that to do in the month of Shawwal. All these are the things that the accepted one should have and should do after Ramadan. This is in a very quick way of mentioning it. If we talk about the opposite side, those who were not being accepted, and as I said, this is not something that we can see, it's all unseen to us. But say those of us, and we're all that person, that did not do much in Ramadan, that were away and did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the proper manner and things like that, we should, as I said, this is a calamity. And as the case of any calamity that a believer would be afflicted by, he would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Allah we return. He would say the dhikr of a calamity. When a calamity happens, when a disaster happens, the believer would say, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhluf li khayran minha. Oh Allah, give me reward for my distress or my calamity that afflicted me, and make something better for me afterwards. This has to be said, this has to be done as way of repentance, as way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not help one to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when would that be happening? So, and being steadfast in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preparing for next Ramadan from now, being able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best manner, and repenting and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, this is the way of those who would be abandoned, or were abandoned in the month of Ramadan. Again, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he would go out and he would tell the people, where are those accepted ones so that we can congratulate them? And where are those who are abandoned in the month of Ramadan. Those people that were away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can have condolences towards them. What can we do after Ramadan? As I mentioned, and one of the things that shows this issue of steadfastness on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. Those who fast the month of Ramadan and then have after it fasting the 6 days of Shawwal as if he fasted the whole year. Why? Because the minimum for fasting a day is 10 rewards. 10 rewards times 30 is 300, and then you have 6 days, so it's 360 or 350 rewards as if you fasted 350 days. And that's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, which is this month that we're in now, it shows the person and it proves to him that he did not feel bored about the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they want to do more and more of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fasting is something that they seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing. So it's not just that the end of Ramadan is over, but it's more and more of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a way to get used to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fasted the whole month. Why can't it be just a habit afterwards, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, fasting 3 days of every month, or fasting any amount of days that a person would be able to do? This is a way of training and keep the training going for us after the month of Ramadan. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا, which roughly means do not be like this woman that after sewing a beautiful cloth or piece of cloth or clothes, she undid it one thread after the other. Which means that imagine that a person made a beautiful dress and worked so hard to be able to make this dress a beautiful one. And then after it's all done, they start undoing it thread by thread. That it's all gone. This person, how would you think about him or about her? It's the same thing when a person builds and builds and builds so much of the deeds during the month of Ramadan. And all these deeds that build in his iman, and all these times where he avoided committing sins and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, he would destroy this step by step. This is, of course, something that a wise person would never do. So it's basically the bottom line, the steadfastness. If we had missed a lot in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are still alive. We can make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying and fasting and making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting the Quran and learning this religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept our deeds from us and give us the fastness and accept our deeds in Ramadan and make us of those who live till the next Ramadan and be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the time would come and death would come when we are steadfast in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I told you, I don't want to make this a long speech, but I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness and to accept our deeds in the month of Ramadan and to make us among those who are blessed and make us enter Jannah. He is capable of all this. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. And if there's any questions, inshallah, I can answer them. And for next week, inshallah, if Sister Laila would want to tell me some of the topics that you guys want me to talk about, it's fine. If not, then I can choose whatever. So inshallah, we'll see that, inshallah. JazakAllah khairan. Actually, this question, I was just sitting with my sheikh an hour or 2 hours ago, and we were talking about this, but we were talking in a different sense, that some person did not even pray before, and he had made a pikaf with the sheikh in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And he started praying, and he started being, you know, doing acts of worship, and he stood up in night prayer for a long time. And they used to, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, they would pray for a long, long prayer, around 5 to 6 juz every night. And this person had been doing all this in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and he had repented and started being on the right track and things like that. And he answered the same question. So we were, he was saying that this question means that the person is eager to do more worship or trying to be on the right track, because when we get used to fast more in the month of Ramadan, then ourselves, we feel ourselves that we're ready to do it right after one after the other, which is, shows the good quality from the inside the person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. But as far as the 6 days of Shawwal, there is no such a thing as doing them in a row or separately, as long as they are done during the month of Shawwal. So a person can do them all 6 in a row, or fasting Mondays and Thursdays, or whatever is you know, is good a person can do. Except, of course, fasting or fasting Friday on its own or Saturday on its own. That means you have to fast the day before it or after it. But other than that, fasting any 6 days during the month will be sufficient. So,